Yogic Connection. The humorous anecdotal poem Yogic Connection, set in rhyming verse, describes the admiration of the protagonist for her yoga teacher, who changes her perception about yoga and converts her to its practice. The connection now extends way beyond yoga. How does this transformation happen? Read on. Listen in. This poem is read by Vasanthi Vasudev. Yogic Connection. Yoga, they said, is best at break of day, well before the heat. It's not for them who at dawn hide under a sheet. Indeed, said I, not for me. It's not for those who into nights do toil, burning waxy midnight oil, tiny drops that trickle forlorn into cacophonous dawn. Besides, what good comes of yoga low? Why at all do we need it so? When yoga dulls and throws fun and frolic to a close, to strain and to stretch the finger or a limb, oh wretch! And statue-like do we freeze, moaning for aches to cease, while the clock merrily ticks and time drags on without a kick. I carried on. Oh, why breathe in and touch the nose, then breathe out and touch the toe? To straighten a shoulder, stand like a boulder? No, never. There's nothing as peppy, or better still as chirpy, as workout in the gym, where there's a machine for every whim. What can be better to make me a lot fitter, as beating in step with dumbbells instead? My claim did one day fly, when saw her in action did I. Giving commands without a falter, her sculpted pose never to alter. Tall and poised she was well assured, twists and bends, perfect tense, and was I floored. Curiosity kills the cat, it seems. Rope in hand, on the mat, was I seen. For no one else on earth would I, even for a million worth, rise and fall upon a call, bend and buckle without fickle, stand on one leg, no support, no peg, hold my breath for long, like a corpse, so strong, and all in just a jiffy, her commands never iffy. With eagle-sharp eyes, her gaze all over flies, on my every move, every pose to prove, I daren't shuffle, not a hair ruffle, twitch a muscle nor, she's ordered a pause for. So sensitive is she, seldom does she miss a wee. A raise in my eyebrow, or a wrinkle on my brow, she senses it before it can grow. The pain to go, and for me to glow, quick remedies do pronto flow. In some asana sure and slow, her persistence paid off in time. Yoga is now my interest prime. With every bend, every stretch and mend, a relief known just to some, yoga has such comfort become. The session goes far and deep, every pose and every leap is so vital for my sleep. Yoga's forever precious keep, my body so very light, ever ready for a flight. But all this besides and beyond, of her, I've grown so very fond. Our ties are so taut, our bond a tight knot. The connection so much more than any yogasana core.